the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wednesday, I get my dates mixed up. Wednesday, we're going to be out at Hiram, hanging out at the Buffalo's Cafe out there, Hiram, and inviting you guys to come out. If you're in the area, come hang out with us. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Great food, drinks, and lots of fun with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we'll get into some NFL conversation. Do you realize, Abe, who's in for Mike today, we are just a few weeks away from the start of training camp. I cannot wait! We are just a few weeks from rookies reporting. And I'm not just talking about the Falcons. Obviously, around the National Football League. But believe it or not, the countdown is on, man. And we're going to get to the All-Star game next week, and it'll be great and lots of fun for us here in the ATL. But football's right around the corner.
Yeah, the countdown actually reaches zero today for football season. It starts for me when Netflix releases quarterback, because that comes out tonight / tomorrow morning. And if you don't think that there's going to be some questions when training camp opens up,
about a variety of things
that will be shown.
Oh.
We still...
Hold up, Carl.
Because you know it's going to be asked.
You're talking about Kirk Cousins.
We still feel pretty good about, after finally seeing his draft night reaction, all square still with you and Penix. It's going to be asked.
It's all behind him. What are you going to ask, O?
I was going to say, Abe, tell the listeners the discussion you had with Carl and I about how you plan to view this thing.
I was just trying to do some proper show prep and research and find out if they are going to, throw all the full season, or if they're doing like a week-by-week release.
Yeah.
By the way,
No.
We'll get there, Oren. We'll get there. The streamers have got to get off of this nonsense where one episode a week.
Why?
Let me binge. What's wrong with you?
Look, it keeps you locked in.
Anyways, I'm going to wake up at 3 a.m. and watch all the episodes.
Who the hell does that? We're watching this show.
Radio professional over here.
That's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Come on. This show, Smoke, on Apple?
Yeah. I can't wait to get into it. And guess what? I'm waiting.
It's once a week.
Yeah. And I haven't started. Same thing with Countdown on Amazon.
Yep.
No, I'm not starting it until they're all out. I'm good. I promise you I'll watch them. I love Taron Egerton.
John Fricke told me what he does is
what?
He waits until like a show or several shows complete like their season runs, and then he and the Maven will just get the free trial and then just watch it all during the free trial.
And then cancel.
And then just cancel the free trial.
That's just cheap, John. Now, I've done that where I've forgotten that I got the trial, and then I get a bill, and I'm like, what's this $6 for? What's this $8 for? And I totally forget. That happened with Peacock, and I still have it because I think I had to get it for the football stuff last year.
I bought it for the Olympics last year.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I just keep it.
Yeah, and that's where they get you. Let's go back to this before we talk about what we got to get to here, because I think it's very important, and you need to be aware of what's happening with the Hawks. Who gets up at 3 a.m. to watch a damn show?
If we were on the Pacific Coast, it'd be at midnight.
But we're not.
It wouldn't be a stretch.
We're not.
And then our show would start 3 hours earlier in the day, though, Abe, too.
Abe,
yes.
It makes no sense for you to want to get up at 3 to binge watch quarterbacks on Netflix. It comes out technically when you say tomorrow. That's midnight tonight.
3 a.m. our time, midnight Pacific. Okay. They do their thing. I don't know. 3 a.m. is when it drops.
Okay, and you're going to get up and binge it.
I mean, I'll wake up. I'm not going to get out of bed. I got a TV right there.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that. I told you, I'll
let you know. Running diary.
I'm sure you will.
I'll let you know what's going on.
I think, by the way, to answer your question, and we'll see, all the stuff that you're talking about, like,
internally, it's fine. I get that.
Yeah, I don't think any of that
changes.
It's going
to be reactionary from a fan base.
Yeah.
And then the media will have to ask based on that reaction.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's all in the past in terms of Raheem and Zach Robinson and Penix and Kirk. I fully agree. But you're going to see reactions from the fan base. You know that. And then the media is going to have to respond through those reactions.
By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, Quarterbacks is the series that started. There's only been one. This is the second go-around. Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, and who's the third quarterback?
Goff, right?
Yes, Jared Goff. Mm. So they do this, and we want to say there's 8 episodes. We're not sure. Is there 8?
I'll find out. I'll text you at 3 a.m. let you know.
Don't, because my phone.
It should be 8.
And so this is where they go behind the scenes. And the crazy thing is, to Abe's point, they were following Kirk Cousins last year. We didn't know. And now we know he was a part of the first one, okay? So this is when he was in Minnesota, and we all kind of said, I even said it, like, hey, I have a new affinity for Kirk Cousins. He seems all right, man. I mean, like, we don't get to know these guys as well as you think. And so this takes you behind the scenes, and we're going to find out. You know, I think they show in part of the previews the hit that he took with the Saints, which he claims was the injury that didn't allow him to be able to throw the football the way he wanted to. Either way, it comes out. What time?
3 a.m.
Okay, yeah. What's up, O?
Is there anything that can be shown on quarterback that'll change their perspective or put anything in like a negative light or a more positive light?
From them, no. From the fan base, yes.
What?
I'll let you know at 3 a.m.
Come on.
There
isn't.
I mean, what is the point?
I think there's going to be stuff from draft night where people are going to sit there and say, see, I knew they weren't tight. I knew it.
Well, what if there's a conversation that air, like Kirk's at home with his wife and he's like, yeah, my shoulder kind of hurts. I don't know if I should be out there playing.
Oh, there's going to be plenty.
I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah, there's
going to
be a fan base that claims that, yes, he did lie.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes. That part of it, absolutely. Yes.
But I agree with you, Carl. Internally,
no.
They have moved past all of that. First off, they didn't have to move past it because it wasn't really a thing for them.
It was a thing for everybody else.
I said this back then. I stand by it now. I think more players than we care to admit understand why Kirk Cousins made the decisions that he made. I just don't think it's a problem for them. I think a lot of them in that same situation would do the same thing. The fan base, however.
Yeah, but you cost me a year.
Yeah, sure.
And my career is not long.
I get that.
So I have a problem with it if I'm a player. You call,
but I think we get past it because there's understanding.
Well, we get past it because we have to, not because I have to understand it. We get past it because I have to. I'm under contract, and guess what? I'm coming back. But we had a team that was in position to go to the playoffs. You just cost me a year, bro. That's how I'm looking. If I'm a player, that's how I'm looking
at it. And by the way, that's how you sell it being a problem to the fan base. That's what they eat up.
So,
but I don't think that's the reality inside the locker room.
No, and neither do I. I don't think guys dislike him. Matter of fact, I know they don't. That is not the problem that happened. It was not a cause and effect situation with Cousins last year. All right, we'll find out more. Quarterbacks comes out tonight. Abe's going to be the only dude up watching it, and we'll find out more tomorrow on the show. We got to talk about this real quick, and this is something we're going to continue to talk about because you were telling me and Big O was telling me, and I guess because I was on a boat, I wasn't paying attention. But Trae Young has some suspicious
cryptic.
Posts.
Cryptic's the word of interest here.
But isn't that?
I'm not worried.
Okay, here you go. This is when we start to talk about this. Now you're going. Wait a minute, Trae's happy. Trae was he was at the introduction.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died, or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Of Asa Newell, and you know, he's shown up at things we didn't expect him to show up for this year. Trae's fine. He just got help that he's never had. What's the issue? We're not saying there's an issue. What we're saying is that it feels, until somebody tells us differently, that Trae is kind of saying, y'all going to pay me this max, this four-year, $229 million extension that I can sign between now and next June 30th. And, oh, by the way, you can wait, but if I'm all NBA, it's 5 years, $345 Supermax. Y'all going to go ahead and take care of this? Because that's sort of what this cryptic stuff that you're talking about feels like.
It could be
something different, but we always say this. If it is, just say it, Trae. Like, if it's something else, great. But when you put stuff out there that makes it feel like this is the message he's sending – would you agree?
Two things that came to mind when I first saw that is it's not a coincidence on the timeline. Now, when I say the timeline, I'm not talking about – you're talking about the back-end timeline.
That's right.
Of when the contract has to be signed by. The contract window just opened. He is sending out this tweet, or I guess it was on his IG stories.
Right.
The day of, his initial eligibility.
And
I don't think that's a coincidence.
But it didn't say anything specific to this, did it?
So we're left to take our own context.
Okay.
And then Oren also said that a hourglass emoji was sent as well.
Okay.
I mean, there's only a couple places to go.
I know
right?
what that is. Yeah, I mean, like, tick, 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 right? And he's not doing that for trade. He's not talking about the draft. We're past all of that. He is talking about this new deal.
Nothing else.
It feels
nothing
like
else.
It feels like there's nothing else.
It also feels like that's the last decision to be made about this team.
Okay.
And I know they still have some fringe movement possibilities and all that. Doesn't feel like there's much more for Ansi Soleil to do right now. Now, they did just go ahead and finally make everything else official. Maybe they had to work on that and get everything in line there first. If they're going to do the extension, it should be this week.
Okay, so you're paying
if they're going to do it at all,
so
it should
him,
be
you're going to pay them the $229 then? 4-year, $229?
Well, they are.
You going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Four?
I need to see what this is.
Shea got it announced early. Like,
if you see what this is, you're going to find out the next year what it's not.
Look, if he balls out and we go deep and we make a run, if we win the East, I have no problems cutting him a 5-year, $345. Zero. I cannot
It ain't the question of whether you got the problem. It's whether they have that problem.
Well, they may have a problem because you've not won enough the last few years to justify this. Now, he got it, his first big deal, right? He got it. Nobody had a problem with it, but we made a run in Eastern Conference Finals when it was completely unexpected. Since then, whether he's been on par to be a top 10 player or not, and he has, 28-10, you can tell me all day what he is and what he isn't. But when you talk about winning and affecting winning and this organization viewed as winning, you're ready to cut that check? I'm not. I'm waiting.
All right, so then let's play realistic bad case scenario.
Okay.
Porzingis isn't healthy. Jalen doesn't stay healthy.
Okay, don't go there.
So then what? No.
That's terrible.
Because someone might have to go there, Carl.
Okay. All right, fine.
Now what's the plan the with plan, Trey? The, when you when you don't know what it's going to be.
That's why
don't
you
wait. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
That's why you
don't
wait.
Don't put that on us.
You don't do it now. Sorry, Trey. You don't do it now.
Then you don't do it ever.
We all know.
Then it's not going to get done.
We all want our money, right? We all are looking at the watch and like, yo, it's time. Like, when it's time for your evaluation, if you still have those, you go in like you're ready for them to be like, yo, give me my 2%. All right? I need it right now.
My cost of living.
That's right. Give me my nickel, okay? But you want it. I get Trey with the hourglass or whatever the hell it was. I understand that. I'm not doing anything right now if I'm the Hawks.
Well,
we need to find out what this group is.
How much communication does there need to be? Like, if it's not going to get done before let's work with your scenario,
okay.
Right? They want to see what it is.
Yes.
Fine. And it's a realistic and it's a fair approach. They certainly would have told him that. They certainly would have been like,
I don't know about that.
He can't be sitting there waiting for an offer that's not coming.
Well, he's under
That's terrible
he's,
communication.
He's under contract. He's still making a blank load of money.
You still talk to him. Come on.
He's fine.
You still tell him, right?
Because here's the reality of this. If you're Trey, you know how bad you want this to work? You want this to work $345 million that bad.
That's how kicker, baby.
That's how bad you want this to work. And guess what? If everything goes right, as assumed and we think as good as this team's going to be, right? Dyson, again, first team all defense. Zachary Chache takes a step. He's giving you 17 to 20 a night. All of a sudden, Jalen's back. He's giving you a double-double every night. All of a sudden, Porzingis is killing it, right? Trey's leading the league in assists. Again, guess what? We're a top four team. Oh, we get home games in the playoffs. Guess what? We get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Follow me here. Now we can cut the check.
You forgot Nickeil Alexander Walker locking dudes down.
He's going to ball out.
Going to lock dudes down.
He's going to ball out.
I get that.
So that is why I wait. If you do this now, and I'm not saying he's not motivated because he loves playing. He's a gym rat. But why? Earn this, man. Like we paid you for what you did. You were amazing. You're here. You're our star. But we've finally given you something to work with. Go show us what this is.
The premise of that is perfectly fine. Then you communicate that to him. You don't leave him out there posting cryptic nonsense on social media.
He'd do that anyway.
No, he wouldn't. Not if you told him. Here,
Wait a minute. If they tell you you're not getting your 2%, hey, Carl, you're still not going to be mad about it?
I get it's a tough conversation to have. Sometimes you got to have those.
That 9 o'clock check-in time is going to be 9:05, 9:06.
When you go in for your evaluation and they're like, hey, we'll talk to you. Hey, we're going to get to your conversation.
10:30. You seen Carl this morning?
But by the way, just want to let you know, you probably won't be getting your 2%, but we'll talk to you down the road. You know, but it doesn't mean that you're still not mad about it.
I get that. But you don't communicate it on social
media.
And
by the way, yours is more than 2%.
I guarantee you it's way less. Sometimes they pay... And pay raises comes with decimal points, bro.
That man's stretching to me, Carl.
Ah, it's more than
stretching
2%.
To me, boss.
2%, man. It's more than that. I don't know what it is. We're privately owned now. Hey, coming up, NFL. We got to talk about what's going on, and there is a lot as we gear up for training camp. You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. You pay him now? He's posting hourglasses. You pay him now? It's Dukes and Bell.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.